This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Marilyn Chin. She was born on January 14th, 1955, in Hong Kong, and she grew up in Portland, Oregon, when her family immigrated to the United States. She attended the University of Massachusetts, where she received a BA in Chinese literature. She later went to the University of Iowa, where she received her MFA. As an immigrant, Chin knows what it means to belong to two countries at the same time and what it means to draw upon two different cultures. Of this, she said in an interview, "I'm not afraid of my Chineseness, and I'm not afraid of my Americanness. I begin the day reading Lai Bao, Du Fu, the Xi Jing. Some of us have to do this. It's very important to me that I leave that mark, that I write this hybrid poetry. I want to showcase the brilliance of both literary traditions." Her collections include Dwarf Bamboo, The Phoenix Gone, The Terrace Empty, Rhapsody in Plain Yellow, Hard Love Province, and A Portrait of the Self as Nation. Chin has received a number of awards and honors for her work, including the United Artists Foundation Fellowship, a Radcliffe Institute Fellowship at Harvard, a Stegner Fellowship, and two grants from the National Endowment for the Arts. She recently won the Ruth Lilly Prize. She is the current chancellor of the Academy of American Poets, as well as a professor emerita at San Diego State University. Today's poem is Get Rid of the X. I should mention that the X in this poem is the letter X, and not the term X as in ex-boyfriend or ex-husband. The X here can stand for many things. Ultimately, though, this is a poem about shedding the past and hoping for a brighter future that holds new dreams and challenges. There is bravery at the end of this poem, a letting go, a shedding. Who among us hasn't taken a leap of faith into the future? This is Get Rid of the X by Marilyn Chin. My shadow followed me to San Diego silently. She never complained. No green card, no identity pass. She is wedded to my fate. The moon is a drunk and anorectic, constantly reeling, changing weight. My shadow dances grotesquely, resentful. She can't leave me. The moon mourns his unwritten novels, cries naked into the trees, and fades. Tomorrow, he'll return to beat me blue again, again, and again. Goodbye, moon. Goodbye, shadow. My husband, my lover, I'm late. The sun will plunge through the window. I must make my leap of faith.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.